الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei's viewpoints on the noble personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam is a strong, powerful, and a sovereign man. At the same time, he was wronged. Moreover, and at the same time, he was ultimately victorious during various events. If we want to acquire an accurate understanding of the power and strength of the Commander of the Faithful, we should look at the vast dominions of his government. The large territory which was under the management of the Commander of the Faithful extended as far as present-day Afghanistan, to the Mediterranean Sea, and to Egypt. This vast territory was governed by the Commander of the Faithful, and he did so with complete power and solidity. His iron will, his courage, his military might, as an art form, his eloquent tongue, and his appealing logic. The Commander of the Faithful's words and addresses, full of enthusiasm and full of wisdom, have provided instructive lessons for all humans to live by to this very day. All of these are signs of his strength. His robust physique, intellect, determination, management, and style of rhetoric were all indications of a strong and powerful individual. At the same time, this strong man was wronged. He was oppressed.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Signs of oppression against him could be witnessed in the behavior of his enemies and the envious. They could be witnessed in the unfair accusations that were leveled against him by the agents of his enemies during his lifetime and in the materialistic behavior of some of his companions. A number of his companions and comrades broke away from him because they pursued their materialistic desires. These are hints of oppression against that great personality. The burdens that were exerted on him from various sides were so vast that his patient, ocean-like heart of a man was so tolerant that he is said to have complained into a well. He would open up to a well. These instances are all indications of the persecution faced by the Commander of the Faithful. After his demise and martyrdom, his enemies, who had seized the government, would insult him for many years at their podiums. They would insult him throughout that vast country. They would speak harshly of the Commander of the Faithful, who was the embodiment of piety, justice, and fair-mindedness. Coincidentally, when we take a general look at those events, we see, in that prolonged battle, the Commander of the Faithful, alayhi salam, was the final victor. Today, notice where the Commander of the Faithful's name and personality stands in this vast human panorama.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.